of that stuff.
Well, we have no order.
Do you have one of these?
What is that?
That's that.
Can I get a motion on the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Linda, you're up.
So there's $14,805,000 in cash and investments, of which $9,835,000 is FAD. The IRS Form 990 was e-filed on May 12th. We're still waiting for confirmation of the CHAR 500 with New York State. Today's check run of $587,000 contains a payment to Contact for new CNCR 801 in the amount of $503,000, which should be reimbursed by the Army Corps of Engineers when the project is completed. It also includes a $32,000 payment on the contract to Wooded and Curran for the wastewater study. And that's it.
And there better not be any questions.
Yeah.
You saw John come in.
Hi, John, how are you?
Hi. Keep going.
Okay. So on the reporting and compliance. Okay. So we are up to date on all of the reporting dates. I just want to note that on the O&M payments from the municipalities, we did receive them all. However, Cortland's check was not for the correct amount, so it's $11.98 short. But still, we have to wait till we get them all in because everything has to be sent to Westchester County. So once we get that, everything will be complete. And Warren, we owe you $15.97 for the overpayment. Yes.
Well, it mustn't have been not obvious to me because I would never have overpaid on purpose.
Good morning, Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
And then on the compliance schedule, Kevin Byrne completed most of the items. We're just waiting for him to do the board member training, and Thomas Diana of Yorktown also completed his training, so we're chipping away at that. And that's it.
Best we've seen in a long time. Kevin.
All right. For project update, we are preparing to close out for credits on three different projects of a total of 57 kilograms. One which is fully complete is Lewisboro Town Park within the Cross River Basin. That was subsurface infiltration. The next two, which we'll talk about a little bit later today as well, is NSM New 601 and New CNTR 801. Both have landscaping to be done. However, we fundamentally can receive our credits. So we'll submit those into the state as soon as we get them from the design engineers. Once the channels are stable, credit is available to us. So we're just going to book it and we'll keep pushing forward.
So it's NSMU 601 and?
New CNTR 801.
Great.
With Newcastle, we have more filters to get in, which is just a brief installation that has to be done with, I believe we used Contact. Contact Construction is using Contact Water Solutions to two different companies with a confusing same name. So we'll bring those in, get those filters in, and then the whole project can be brought online. And we'll address plantings for the Newcastle project in the next planting season at the end of the summer. We feel it's not worth getting in now and risking frying them out over the summer with possible lack of water. So we'll address that. That has an open land use permit with the DEP, so we'll get them on board with that schedule. I don't see any objections to it. And keep pressing ahead. We have, let's see, for both of those projects, if they're right, I'll move on to item number 5 on the agenda. There were construction change orders. With NSM 601, we found, as we were getting ready to close out the construction in April, weather conditions led to instability in some of the slopes around one of the channels, and we had a series of blowouts along the side slopes of the channels. We felt it was necessary to have a change directive in the field in the amount of $8,800 in order to provide additional support. We had been relying on vegetative matting, which is absolutely standard and a great practice on private property, to provide the stabilization, but it just rained too much at the end of April, and we weren't confident that slopes would stay. So this change order was to bring in additional riprap to armor the areas of concern and lock in the stabilization. It had no effect on the efficiency. This change order was approved and already put in place by Inside Engineering, myself, and our contractor, Coil Construction. So it's already in place, but today we need the official approval by the board.
And I don't have any problem with this, but I sent you something too on the bottom where the pipe comes out into that what used to be the pond area.
Right.
Did we increase the riprap there at all?
It has not changed to date, but that is something that we're going to continue to monitor.
It needs to be larger.
And we'll look at making it larger.
So you're not going to add it? Because the rocks aren't that big. They're small rocks.
Right. Well, rather than pulling all the existing riprap out.
I don't think you need to do that. I think you need to just put some big rocks on top to stop the water from coming out of the pipes.
Yeah. So I'll address that with the engineer and take a look at it.
Okay. We had the problem elsewhere on Sunset Ridge. And during Ivy Lee Sandy, the big storms. And it just moved 50-pound rocks and just rolled them right down the hill at the exit of the pipe because it was coming out too fast. So we had to put some rocks that were 300-400 pounds.
Yeah, that was a big guy.
Basically stop everything. Yeah, once we did that, it was fine. So I don't think he needs to take anything out. I think he just needs to put some things there. So what's that, 18-inch pipe that exits right there?
Yeah.
The stuff that's at the end there is not.
Yeah, this is a tremendous amount of water that reaches that one spot. So
it comes in both directions from Watsmore and then down the hill.
Yeah.
Because when I looked last, there was a bunch of silt and sand right up. Right at the exit of the pipe. It was coming from someplace. I don't know if it was the blowout above, but
yeah,
it wasn't there when they put the riprap in. So I'm just a little concerned. I didn't look at the rest of the slope. This is obviously one of the North Salem. I didn't look up the hill. Were the blowouts, was that because of just vegetative matter, no rock, or did the rock move? Or?
It was vegetative matting, fully exposed soils because the construction was done in April, so no chance for the grass cover or any vegetation to take. And the end of April was just a lot of rain, and so the soils around it never really stood a chance. With the areas that had established vegetation did fine, performed fine, but these areas that didn't have that grass and any tree
cover.
So was
it the banks going in, or was it the bottom of the ditch?
It was the banks. So that's why we elected to just reinforce it with the rock. Once the vegetation does take, we'd be confident with what
we have in place. So again, I'd love to see on the bottom of the pipe just a couple of big rocks. Mm-hmm. So when the water's coming out, it just the velocity just gets
zeroed
stopped.
Out.
Yeah, zeroed out.
Okay.
Kevin Woodcrest Harris, did you get rid of the paperwork?
No, the last neighbor, Barry, has not sent it. He was very much on board with when we met with him, with the highway.
Mm-hmm.
But I just followed up with Steve, I think, just yesterday or maybe the day before.
Okay.
Because it's just us. For us, now that we've established what's going on with the pipe,
right.
For us, what we're doing is only a sliver of his parcel. So we're hoping that he can just get on board.
We've all talked to him, so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where his hang-up is.
Yeah,
we'll keep
plugging at him.
The two pipes coming in from the hole, though, they're just not big enough.
No, it's like that.
Yeah. I mean, I sent you this, but that's the rocks aren't big enough. I mean,
so are you going good?
Yep.
All right. So NSMU 601, we do have a resolution.
I'll move it.
We have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, next one up is new C, NCR 801.
Okay, so this change order was to address the alignment of the existing infrastructure with our proposed infrastructure. I don't want to use the word assumption, but unfortunately it was believed that as we were connecting our system to the existing infrastructure, that the pipe ran in a straight line from point A to point B, to the outfall of the channel being point B. What the contractor found after they got, if they opened up the road and began to lay everything where we expected our pipe to be, the pipe in fact went at a 45 degree angle and was not going to intersect where our project was. So the infield change order.
That was like the East and West Railroad meeting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty shocking to see the pipe going the direction it is and have a subsurface 45 degree angle, but that's what was it. What was there? So the change order was to address the extension of the pipe to the to a new intersection and the associated work needed for paving and restoration in the process. That amount came in at $12,455, had no overall effect on the efficiency of the project, and this was approved in the field as well as the road was opened, and we wanted to make sure that we just we wrapped it up and were able to close out the residential street to push it forward.
So what do you need for us on that?
There's a resolution as well.
Resolution to approve as well.
You introducing it?
This is the NCR 801.
My only project one.
Yeah, Cornell Road.
Okay, so come you on. Want to introduce it? So I'll make the motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Don't kill it, Warren.
Oh, I would never, ever, ever do that.
All right, so now, next one we can help deal with.
Okay. The award for construction for CNC 1000. This project is for catch basin inserts we installed at Walter Panis High School. It is providing a reduction of about 3.8 kilograms. We had three bidders attend the pre-bid meeting, two submitted bids for the project. There was a large gap in the costs for the two bids. It was evaluated by our design engineer Insight. The bids ranged from approximately $59,000 to almost $150,000. The gap between these two bids was easily explained by the cost that was associated for the catch basin repair. In order to get, so these are catch basin inserts, the Fabco product. In order to get it to sit and fit within the catch basin, everything has to be addressed with whether it's a grate, if it's paving around the edges, if it's cutting a pipe. So since there were multiples of those, the gap came from the different prices that were provided by the two contractors. One came in closer to, I think it was $4,000 per unit. The other one came in closer to $14,000 per unit. To make these corrections. And so we had a large gap in what the cost was. Because of that, we checked with Legacy Supply to make sure that they were, in fact, comfortable with the number they provided, and they very much are. It feels though they have no problem with what they provided.
Construction, the old Cassidy?
Yeah, old Cassidy. Did you have any questions?
Yeah. No, I don't have any questions. The only thing is I'd like to see a little bit more detail on the resolution. Can we add in there, thanks, Mom. Can we add in there the number of catch basin inserts we're putting in?
Sure.
So how many is that? Kevin, do you have that?
This is the prep work. So we have the open blanket purchase order with Fabco. That means that we don't have to go out for bid for installation of the units. The prep work in order to get ready for that installation is not something that's covered on that BPO. So this is work that Legacy will do in preparation for us to then put in our units in the future. It's a total of 11 basins. Should be that total would be about $20,000 covered under the blanket purchase order in the future. This is only for the work to make sure that our units actually will be able to take on the water quality volume and storm flows.
But so is it? Are you saying it's 11 catch basin filter units? So that is that what you're looking for, is to identify how many of these retrofits or whatever are being done on this site?
Yes. There are 11 catch basins.
The resolution today.
11 catch basins that will, and their associated drainage areas, I suppose, that will be worked on to make sure that we can take on the water.
Second paragraph, whereas the project consists of installation of catch basin filter inserts.
Right.
Just give me a number there.
Right, so 11, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay, so 11 catch basin filter units within the existing. That's what I was doing, is trying to figure out where to edit. Yeah. So if we just put the 11 there, is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
And then that addresses. So we'll just make sure we do that in the future to give a sense of size. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, are we doing 100 or are we doing
right,
5?
Right. No, fair question.
Sure.
So, I have another question just about the Fabco, and we briefly just chatted before. I have to replace some, according to him, I have to replace them. Nobody's tested anything, but it's quite a false part of it. And the price I got was the manufacturer's list price less than 0% for the canisters. So the canister this big is $220, and it's a nice plastic canister, basically with iron oxide in it or whatever, caps and phosphorus. We have to negotiate a better price for these things. We don't do it when we're putting these things in, where he's obviously doesn't care. So for my parking lot, it's $7,000 for the canisters. It's $400 to ship it.
Wow.
You know, it's ridiculous. That's for 15 catch bases, or maybe not even 15 catch bases.
15.
So what's the total that we're putting in? Do you know offhand?
In his project, or are you referring to
all projects?
All in general. Well, yeah, offhand, I don't know offhand.
I think you're 100% right.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it's ridiculous. We're going to end up spending $100,000 on these
students.
Well, that's the thing. There's no way of testing. So he said you should change them every year. I said, what if they don't have a lot of water going through? He said, well, you should just change them. And he said, East Hudson's going to pay for it. He said, don't worry about it. And of course, I made no sense to me, so I asked him, and he assured me no, that East Hudson was not paying for it.
The corporation, as represented by different municipalities, will be paying for it.
Yeah.
So,
but I think the problem I have is it says from the manufacturer's list price, for instance, MPL less 0%. If we can't get more than 0% discount,
this is from Bill Stoker, the wording. I understand the wording on that is.
There's only one company.
Certainly makes.
Well, I can go get the stuff, but pop the things apart and put it myself right for about $5 for canisters.
So is there another procurement alternative for these?
Another option could be bulk purchase, where, you know, that's where you were going with it, I'm sure. If there's 30 at this site, there is easily, by now we could find ourselves, once they're all installed, let's just say 500 across the watershed.
So
if we're bulking, through a bulk purchase of those, or that 220 per filter unit will certainly, I would hope, get lower.
Right.
So
we can
start
do it over a year. And then
plus shipping of $400.
But you're still working with a product that is a one-off.
Yeah.
That you can't get an alternative product for. So you were using the PO from, the procurement piggyback from. I forget where it was in Atlanta, I'm sorry.
Nassau County.
So the question is whether you can do a better deal, which would be good if that's possible, but you would have to take possession and store them somewhere?
Yes.
Because we don't have a place to store them, so somebody would have to agree to store them, right?
Correct.
One of our communities.
Do we have any here?
I may have in my trunk, because I had to.
But I mean, in quantity, we'd have to have somebody who was willing to store them.
Well, it all depends on what the quantity is and what the breakdown is of them shipping. Like, are they coming by the case or are they coming?
Well, I mean, I just went over to look at the hole. They're about that wide and about that tall, something like that.
Yeah.
But is it manufacturer, like if we guarantee X number over X number of time, that is a set confirmation for them. We may be able to get.
Well, even if we just negotiate a price.
That's But here's the thing: if it's a sole source, they're not going to negotiate on a single.
Well, they are if we don't put any in.
Yeah, but I think guaranteeing a certain number or a quantity for a certain number of years.
Well, who's guaranteeing?
Well, we're required to maintain.
I mean, are the towns guaranteeing? Because we're the ones paying for them.
Well, I think it depends on the price and who and how many, which towns have to change them over.
Hmm.
I think the other problem with these, looking at the price, is we have no idea if the canisters are used, if they're good for 6 months or 2 years. We just don't know.
Shelf life?
No, just how much water goes through and whether they're saturated, right, with phosphorus.
Well, to me, to that point, if these were jellyfish units and we were using a different, you know, a different item, you know, the manufacturer recommends, I think it's 5 years for those canisters, but do we know?
Well, the jellyfish,
with proper maintenance.
The jellyfish we have?
Yeah.
They're not canisters, they're just a special tool. You just go over them and it takes all the silt off. You don't buy new ones.
No, I thought there was
contact.
Well, so if not using the jellyfish, then let's say a storm filter unit.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. There's a shelf life for those, and you know, every three to five years, it's almost a $20,000.
Yeah. I don't have a problem
cost.
With that. I'm just thinking if we're committing this, we should ask for a discount.
Yeah, that's
to
fair.
Zero.
Right now, we're working off of the purchase order that had a discount.
What do we have on those units?
I'd have to look at what they're doing for retail versus what our purchase order specifically says.
They could give those away if they get enough canisters going.
Yeah.
I think those are around $1,200 each. I forget the exact price.
Are they only using these in the Midwest, or are they using them nationwide?
I think it's nationwide, and
so
you know, it's particularly
well
northeast.
Is that the what? Have you looked at source well to see if they have a bid on there?
No.
Okay, I'll talk to you about it.
Okay.
A source, possibly. Okay.
But I will, as these maintenance requirements are coming up everywhere for these units, I will revisit it with their representative and see if we can get something that makes a little more sense, because that's one site, multiply that one site by 5, 6, you know, it will,
well,
obviously
to,
it adds
if we
up.
Do it right, we're probably up to $100,000 a year in, you know, even if we think Westchester's paying for some of it, it's going to be gone. $300,000 in total over multiple years, and that includes all maintenance, so. 325, 327, I forget exactly.
Yeah.
So, anyway, had you said MPL less 50%, I would have said, okay, that's a good deal. Maybe not, actually. But when you said 0% off, that didn't just ring too well with me. I'll send this over to you just so you see it.
Are these used anywhere else, like in Westchester County, for example?
Yeah, we had 50 of them in over at.
Yeah.
Beach Lake, but we pulled them out. So those canisters are actually still good. We should just take them out of there.
We can reuse those. The idea is that we'll be reusing everything.
Yeah.
My thought was if we could piggyback on the county's like procurement about these, the procurement contract for these items, if they do indeed buy them in bulk.
I don't know whether or not the county themselves do. I do know that the products is in Westchester County Airport.
Okay.
So I assume the county might have something to do with that, but
mm-hmm.
Whether or not it's just named after Westchester County, I don't know.
Right, right.
No, it's a separate authority, but
separate
they
authority.
Can, well.
No, I guess with DPW, there's some tie-in.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have to investigate whether or not their procurement, if they did it, would have to allow for piggybacking in order for
right.
you to be able to piggyback.
And I say that because I recall getting an email maybe a couple weeks ago from the county with their list of, you know, these are items that, you know, if you need these, this is our pricing.
Okay.
I could take a look and see if this particular item's on there.
I would expect them to be actually piggybacking on the BPO from Nassau County.
Okay.
Themselves, mm-hmm. But we'll keep digging and we'll see if okay. We can come up with a better value.
But also, we can do a shared services grant or a shared, you know, as a corporation, the municipalities and the corporation, those who actually need to implement and maintain these facilities, because not all municipalities have to do it. We could put together an application under shared services to obtain monies to balance out the cost of these.
Sure.
You mean
sure.
The DOS or something? Like
yeah. That? Yeah. The CFA just opened up. The deadline is late July.
Not EOH, but the
not EOH. Yeah.
Right.
Kevin, if you could send me a spec
but those
on these, I can send it out
right.
To
sure.
My
yeah.
Association.
Yeah.
And
the
use
coalition to
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Find another one.
Okay.
Another bid.
I mean, literally,
not
it's...
I was just wondering if
yeah, the filter.
About
it's
that.
Just,
have,
it has to be some iron
valley.
Oxide, aluminum oxide, or something like that that locks it up going through the filter, that whatever the media
yeah,
is.
I'm willing to help.
It can't cost anything.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to take a look, see if I can even take it apart, figure out what's in it.
Reverse engineering.
Come to your house.
Huh?
Want to come to your house as you're experimenting to
buy a 50-pound bag of it for 50
got your,
bucks.
Got your glasses on. The blowtorch, trying to get it open.
Well, I got other stuff going on. I have my wife's
pot
out from my suit.
Is there something on their site about what the filter media is?
I'll figure it out. Well, no, there's different ones. They probably don't put it in there, but it has to be metal oxide of some type.
You know
I mean, that's what Mox Phosphorus, alum, and those types of things are good at. Maybe it's something special. Oh, it's recommended
to be replaced every year, of course.
I'll take a look.
We have all the cut sheets from when those approved by them.
Well, I'm not averse to paying money, but $220 seems, $7,000 for a parking lot each year seems a lot. And $100,000 for us once we get going seems like a lot. Especially because we're buying $100,000 worth of them from, or at least controlling the mm-hmm. you know, that spend at some level.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm going to just send this contract to everybody here at the end.
So we do have a resolution to award construction for NC, what is it, 1000?
CNC.
Tom, what's your email?
CNC 1000.
John.com.
Oh, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You make the motion now.
You making the motion?
I'll make the motion.
All right, a second?
Second.
John Doe.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Cross that one off.
For O&M update, I think Linda touched on it already, but we're just have that last little bit from the town of Cortland to finalize the costs. And then we can redistribute checks or redistribute the information to Westchester County and begin that process. And no other substantial updates on O&M. We're kicking off our summer-long inspections and continuing stuff from the spring to check on everything. This is the time to make sure that your ponds and wetlands are actually functioning and growing the right vegetation. So we'll, as necessary, have individual meetings with the towns if we see any problems and keep pressing ahead.
Any other business?
Nope.
No. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Nice. 35 minutes.
Great.
Fishing.
John.
John.